Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2018 Reese's Senior Bowl with the standout from Virginia, Andrew Brown. Andrew, no more time with the Cavaliers. They're going to be starting spring ball in a few weeks. You're down here doing your thing. What's it like?
Oh, man, it's beautiful right now. It's a blessing to be here, man. I'm loving it. I'm loving every second of it. Just embracing the atmosphere. Everything's going good.
Nice. You already got me jacked up. You're getting excited.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Getting excited.
Yes, sir.
So you bring that energy to the field. What's it like being in the huddle with you?
Oh, man. Being on defense, we don't really huddle.
But when you get the guys in the group.
Yeah, it's more like we turning up, It was several times we was just dancing and waiting for the offense to come down, when we had to, back down the goal line or something like that. It's pretty cool.
Have you always had the size growing up?
Yes, sir. Always.
Have you always been a little bit better than everybody else growing up?
Yeah, I'd say my middle school, I was a little fat boy, but all that changed as I transitioned to high school.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then it started to emerge.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Coming out of high school, who was looking at you, and was there any possibilities for other positions?
Oh, man. Every school in the nation was looking at me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say a possibility for another position, just between defensive tackle and defensive end. Yes, sir.
What made you choose to go to Virginia?
So pretty much me, Quinn Bland, and Eli, all of those guys, from major recruits from Virginia,
okay.
We wanted to keep the talent inside of Virginia and pretty much put the Commonwealth on the map, And, so that was the mindset. And then secondly, it's one of the most prestigious universities in the country.
Beautiful campus.
Exactly.
We actually drove through there last summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so... I know life after football would definitely be paid. I wouldn't be from that university.
Yeah, that's a big thing, man.
Yes, sir.
Right there. You never know. This is crazy times.
Yes, sir.
When does it sink in? Because you could be a 5-star recruit. You could be the toast of the town. You get there, things don't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously they have for you. That's
right.
Why you're here. One of the best prospects in the nation.
Right.
But with that said, when does it kind of sink in that what you're doing on Saturdays is going to get you to Sunday?
Oh, man, I would say it clicked for me as soon as the new coaching staff came and they listed me as a day one starter.
Yeah?
Because I was like, wow, now I finally have the opportunity to show not only my coaching staff, but scouts, NFL, everybody what I can do and what I'm capable of.
Speaking of those NFL scouts, I ask everybody that comes on the show, we put you in the film room, they're breaking down tape of you, what are they going to love? What are those qualities? Where are they going to look at you and go, Andrew, we got to use a pick on you?
Oh, man. I would say my aggressiveness, because when I hit somebody, I really hit them,
So, like it.
Yes, sir.
And did it go unnoticed? Film study? Maybe the defense where you ran, where you couldn't showcase certain things?
Right.
What do these guys need to know that they can't see on tape?
That I'm very explosive and consistent.
Yeah?
When I actually got guys and I got a rotation in me, and I got guys playing beside me that's like after my caliber, things like that. Things tend to change a little bit, So, because I ain't got to play 70 to 90 steps a game, I got time to rest and stuff like that, come back fresh, man, it's going to be crazy.
Nice. Now, you don't got to drop any names, but is there anybody down here that you really want to kind of see?
To be honest with you, I'm just here, soaking it all up.
It's a good place to be. It's a good place to be.
Yes,
how about comparisons? Family, friends, teammates, give you comparisons? Anybody at the next level?
I've heard somewhat Julius Peppers growing up.
I like the old throwback a little bit.
Right. Yeah, that was probably the major one.
Nice, man. Yeah. Once again, Andrew Brown here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. Before we let you go, though, we always like to throw some lighthearted stuff away.
Okay, no problem.
All right, you ready to take a shot with these?
Yes, sir.
All right, the first one I think you guys like answering the most, female celebrity. If you can take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch?
Man. I want to say the actress that plays Superwoman.
Okay.
I can't remember her exact name. But, man, if I could take her on a date, yes, sir.
She was actually on the show last week, and we said if you could take anybody out from the Senior Bowl. And then she was like, that Virginia defensive end, Andrew Brown. I said, I don't think he can give you the time of the day. I was wrong. I apologize. He was upset.
Man, that would be crazy.
That would be crazy. That would be your favorite part. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And then the final question for you, man, your cleats, your spikes, if you could have any kind of theme or idea sprayed on there, what would you want to kind of
represent?
There you go.
My mother had it.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. She all right?
Oh, no, she passed away.
No, it's good you represent that, Joe.
Yeah,
that's a weird question because you get a lot of thoughtful answers, the heartfelt stuff, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I know she's looking down on you. She got to be excited.
Yes, sir.
Watching you do your thing. What number are you gonna wear?
Number 99.
Number 99, huh?
Yes, sir.
You ready?
Excellent,
man. Well, hey, Andrew Brown, God bless you. We always like to say,
God
stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you so much.
No problem.